Welcome, Disneyland friends. If you're looking for a moment of peace and reflection inside Disneyland, you've come to the right place. This is your Disneyland guided meditation. I'm Jessica Sanders from The Happiest Blog on Earth, and I am your guide today. I invite you to get comfortable, find a quiet corner, wherever that may be, and when you're ready, close your eyes and start to explore the happiest place on earth. Remember, your day at Disneyland is just how you imagine it. It can be as empty as you like. Maybe you're the only person there. However you imagine Disneyland is perfectly okay. Imagine you're holding your Disneyland ticket in your hand, looking it over as you walk through the gates. This ticket is good any time you'd like to come back and visit. It has no expiration date and allows you access to Disneyland day or night. As you walk in, imagine what the weather is like today. Is it cool with a little bit of cloud coverage? Or is it sunny and warm? The kind of sun just goes right through and into you and makes you feel right at home. Or maybe it's a drizzly day and you have your umbrella out. However you like to imagine Disneyland is just how it is today. As you first enter the gates, you'll notice the shape of flowers ahead. Create the face of Mickey Mouse, and he seems to be smiling right at you. You can smell the soft scent of the flowers and beautiful blossoms before you. A familiar sound calls overhead, and you look up to see a stunning steam engine getting ready for its grand circle tour around Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom. As the train whistles and pulls out of the Main Street station, you wave goodbye to each passing car. Now you slowly make your way through the tunnel on the left side, pausing for a moment to read the words above. Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy, as said by Walt Disney himself. You notice the attraction posters on the walls inside the tunnel, but quickly the light from the other side draws you into Town Square. It's a beautiful sight, and all the familiar pieces of Disneyland are there. You notice the Disneyland fire station, perfectly red and bright, welcoming you inside. But before you walk in, you notice a light shining from the window above. It's Walt's apartment, and you imagine what it would be like to look out the window over Main Street, USA. Just as Walt Disney once did. Maybe you've been inside, or maybe you dream of being inside one day. And today is your day. When you look out the window, what do you see? How is the view from above different than the view down below? After you explore Walt's apartment and the fire station below, you pass the flagpole and look up to see the flag waving high over Disneyland, like it always does. Now you head over to Disneyland Story, presenting great moments with Mr. Lincoln. Maybe you step inside for a bit and look around in the lobby. If you'd like, feel free to stay for the presentation or just look around as long as you want. What does it smell like inside this building? What does the air feel like? What memories come back as you go through each part of Main Street USA in Disneyland? Do you notice the windows once you come back outside? As you stroll a little more, you're looking over the names painted on those windows above, wondering what each one represents and who those people are. Maybe some of those names are familiar. What stories would they tell about Disneyland? As you walk a little bit farther, you peek inside Main Street Cinema. You peer inside this vintage movie house and notice some of the earliest animated films from the Walt Disney Company. It's quiet, it's dark, and it's peaceful inside. Once you're ready to leave, you push through the heavy curtains and take a moment to adjust your eyes to the light. As Main Street vehicles pass by, you wave hello to the horses and hear them trot down the path towards Sleeping Beauty Castle. In the background, you hear the familiar tunes of the Dapper Dans singing in harmony, bringing an energy to Disneyland. It's time for some shopping, so you head into the Emporium. Your first stop is to try on all the different Disney hats and Mickey ears. Once you find the perfect set of ears to take home, you stroll down the street and stop at the Silhouette Studio, as one of the artists creates a personal portrait for you to take home and cherish. Across the way, an intriguing scent calls you over to Candy Palace. Before you go inside, you pause to watch the candy making in the window. Imagine the Disneyland treats and candy. All the pieces that are handcrafted just for you. Maybe today they're making fudge, or toffee, or caramel apples. Whatever Disneyland treat you're dreaming of right now, that's the one they're making. And it's just for you. Head inside to pick out whatever you'd like. After you choose a treat or two at Candy Palace, you make your way to a comfortable seat outside Refreshment Corner to relax, listen to the music, and enjoy the ambience of Disneyland. Which colors stand out to you most? The yellow and white umbrellas at Jolly Holiday? The pink umbrellas at Plaza Inn? You even notice the red on the corn dog truck across the street. And you're starting to smell all the various foods getting ready for the next meal. In the distance, your eyes pause on the partner statue, where Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse watch over the beautiful place they've created together. Slightly to the right, you see Matterhorn Mountain. Then farther to the left, behind Mickey and Walt, is Sleeping Beauty Castle. After taking in the sights from afar, you decide to walk over toward Walt and Mickey. You stare upwards, looking at those two and thinking about how they made this place for you and your family and your friends to enjoy year after year. Behind them, of course, is the beautiful backdrop of Sleeping Beauty Castle. Blue and pink and gold, as the light hits it just right. As you await your return to Disneyland, feel free to explore anywhere your heart calls you today, whether that's Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, or other favorites. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jessica Sanders from The Happiest Blog on Earth, and this was your Disneyland Guided Meditation.